This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, yesterday we began the final message in our six-week series from the Old Testament book of Jonah. The series is called When God Pursues, and this is the final message, When God Makes You Angry. We mentioned how that Jonah actually becomes angry at God for demonstrating his nature, which is compassion and forgiveness. Have you ever been mad at somebody because they did a good thing? Sure you have. I have. We all have done that. Let's talk about it this week as we continue with the reading of the text and sharing the message from the last chapter of the book of Jonah. Today, in the last message from the book of Jonah, Jonah gets angry with God. Remember, Jonah's the prophet of God. He's told to go preach to a city in Iraq across the Tigris River from a town we hear about every day, Mosul. Nineveh was right across the river from Mosul. And he's told to go preach to Nineveh, preach a message of repentance. The people were violent, a wicked people. And Jonah says, I'm not going to go preach to them, not because he was afraid. He just didn't want God to forgive them. He was afraid that God might actually forgive these people that he hated. He hated terribly. And so he left, he ran, got a ship ticket to a place called Tarshish in Spain, 2,500 miles away from Israel. Storm on the ship, you know the story, very quickly. He's thrown overboard by the sailors when he tells them, I'm the problem. God's trying to punish me for running away from him. Swallowed by the fish, you can believe that or not. You can choose to believe it or not. Spit out on the shore. Unbelievable story that we studied over the past few weeks. If you didn't hear those messages, you need to get them. Get the CDs of them. I really mean that. And finally, the second time around, God says, I want you to go to Nineveh, and he does. And this time, God sees that he forgives the people. The wrath that he promised to pour out on the city of Nineveh, God relents and pulls it back and says, I'm going to forgive these people because they repented. And you know what happens with the prophet? He's ticked. He's really mad at God, just like you could be, and just like I have been, perhaps, mad at God. Get this, angry at God for demonstrating his nature of forgiveness. In the prayer we're going to read today, Jonah prays to the Lord, and he uses the goodness of God as an attack. You're so gracious, you're so good, and you forgive those people that I hate. Let's read about it in the last verse of chapter 3. And a few verses from chapter 4. This is the last message of the six. When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, the people of Nineveh, he relented and did not bring on them the destruction he had threatened. But to Jonah, this seemed very wrong, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord, isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? That is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and a compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it's better for me to die than it is to live. But the Lord replied, is it right for you to be angry? Is it right for you to be angry? In the last verse, 11, and should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and also many animals? Well, it's interesting to me personally that the most requested message that I've ever given on the radio in over 30 years of broadcast had to be a message about anger from the book of James. More people responded to that message on anger than any other message I've ever given. I think it says something about the issue of anger in your life and in my life. We'll continue tomorrow with this thought line. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.